Today is October 19th, 2016, and we're speaking with Brian Terwilliger, a filmmaker who has made Living in the Age of Airplanes, a wonderful film that is coming out on DVD next week. Brian, thanks for being with us this afternoon.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Why did this story intrigue you, and what was your motivation behind this film?
Well, you know, I've loved aviation my whole life, ever since I was a little kid. It's always fascinated me. I've always loved airplanes, went to all the air shows, built model airplanes, eventually got my private pilot's license as a teenager. So it's kind of been in my blood forever. And my first film, 1/6 Right, was about aviation, but much more from a pilot's perspective and the passion and romance of flying and why pilots love to fly. And it's easy to get pilots excited about flying because they already love it. You show them, you know, a movie that shows people talking about airplanes and shots of airplanes, and it's certainly exciting for pilots. But with this film, what the challenge and endeavor was is how to make another movie about aviation that connects way past the pilot base, way past people that are already, like myself as a kid and an adult, in love with airplanes. How do you get past that and find the audience and inspire an entire other segment of population, which is probably, you know, most people, 99% plus people, that really don't give airplanes a second thought? And how can we make that interesting and exciting and have them see it in a new way again? And that was really the inspiration and the challenge, and what I found really exciting was that opportunity, because it's become so ordinary, the fact we can get on a plane and decide today where we want to be in the world tomorrow, talking about, of course, commercial flying for the most part, it's just so normal, and it's so much so that it's more associated with frustrations and inconvenience and the horror stories of going in and out of airports and flying and security lines and all these types of things, and sort of the awe behind what we're doing and the fact there is no better way or even close second way to go where we're going at the speed we're doing it, than flying in airplanes and using, you know, aviation to connect us and bring us places and have experiences that were absolutely impossible at any other time in history. So I found it to be very intriguing, and that was what I set out to do.
That sounds great. The project was quite extensive, as you filmed virtually everywhere in the world. How difficult were the logistics that you faced in putting this piece together?
So yeah, logistics were absolutely, you know, pretty laborious and many times very challenging as well. Unlike my first film, 1/6 Right, that was shot in 1 square mile all around the Van Nuys Airport in Southern California, this couldn't be more different. It was shot in 95 places in 18 countries across all 7 continents. So, you know, huge juxtaposition there in terms of ambition and logistics of actual location of filming. So it was very involved and took many, many months of planning for each location. Of course, this was all happening sort of simultaneously over a couple-year period of time as we were planning locations and shooting locations, planning other locations, and then moving on to future locations. So there was a lot going on for many years as we filmed this, getting permits to shoot in the places we were, getting, you know, drivers and interpreters and local people on the ground in these different countries to help navigate the cultures and the physical places we were going, and how to get permission to be where we needed to be. So a lot of people involved. I think there's 400 or so people in the credits that somehow were involved for this film at some point and all the places we went.
Wow, that's a tremendous effort. No wonder it took 6 years to complete. Yes. What was the most difficult part of the project? Is there a single scene or area that presented the most difficulty for you, or the most challenge?
Well, from a production standpoint, I would say Antarctica for sure takes the cake for the most challenging. Very difficult place to get to, especially the South Pole, because even getting to Antarctica in some ways was only half the battle. We took 7 flights, actually, from Los Angeles to get to the South Pole. The first 5 get us to Antarctica. We land 800 miles inland in a jet on an ice runway. And then we had to wait out weather for a few days until we can actually get onto 2 more flights to get us all the way to the South Pole. So Antarctica is larger than Australia in terms of a continent, and the South Pole is almost in the middle of that continent. So it's such a difficult place to get to. It's almost at 10,000 feet altitude, -40 degrees Fahrenheit. very harsh conditions. We're in tents the whole time, and you know, working with the cameras, and the sun never set for all the time we were there in the summer months. Really challenging place, but you know, we got the shots for, we were there for 11 nights total. It's camping in tents. That definitely was probably the most challenging place in terms of the production itself.
It sounds like quite an experience. You have some great talent in the film. Your narrator Harrison Ford and your music by James Horner. How did you land both of these outstanding professionals?
Yeah, I was very, very lucky. Both Harrison and James you know, were pilots, so they naturally were drawn to the subject matter. I don't know if I've ever met a pilot that doesn't love flying. You know, people don't really kind of half love it. They really, truly are passionate about it and want to talk about it. And when there's an opportunity to be involved, I think from both of their, you know, from a narrating standpoint and a composing standpoint, to be involved with projects that are aligned with their passions, I think it's always that rare thing, and it's something really special. So they had both seen my prior film, 1/6 Right, and that sort of landed me in the place where I could actually have the conversations with them about the new film, and they were both very interested right away, and I shared some footage with each of them separately, and pretty much on the spot, they both committed to wanting to be involved. So I was really, really fortunate how much they got what I was trying to do and believe that they could help bring something to the project. And certainly I believed that they could, and they exceeded all my expectations in the process.
The finished product, which I've seen, is fantastic, and congratulations to you on this wonderful film that'll be available next week. Thank you so much for your time today.
Well, thank you.